Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos daf Samach. We are holding on daf Nun Tes on the base, six lines from the end of the page. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lulun Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, the Nisham Shav Naliyah. It's also sponsored by Daniel Goldstein, in honor of the 12th yahrzeit of his mother, June Goldstein, Sarah Chana Bas Mordechai Aryeh, Allah Shalom. The yahrzeit is today, the Nisham Shav Naliyah. It is also sponsored by Jeremy Lussman, in honor of his son Ranan's Gius to Tzahal today, wishing him a Gius Kal and a safe and meaningful service, and they should be Matzliach along with all of the other Chayalei Tzahal. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to talk about how much Shemen or Lavona would ruin a Minchas Chote. Minchas Chote is one of those Menachos that doesn't get any Shemen or Lavona. So is it a Mashuhu? Is it a Kazayis? How much of the Mincha has to have Shemen or Lavona on it in order for it to be a problem? Then the Gemara is going to find the sources for the Dinim in the Mishnah, both the Din about one Kohen violating two lavin by putting shemen and lavona, and the din that a mincha does not become pasul if you put the shemen in a kli on the mincha. Then the next mishnah, Amud Aleph, is going to talk about which menachos need hagasha but not tenufa, because there are some menachos that need both, some menachos that need only tenufa, some only hagasha, some neither. So we're going to start with the list of what needs hagasha but does not require tenufa, and most of the daf is going to be about hagasha. How do I know that Minchas Chote requires Hagasha? How do I know that Minchas Sota and Omer require Hagasha? Those are the two primary discussions on the daf. The Gemara is also going to talk about, in that context, how we know that a Minchas Nedava cannot come from Sa'orin, that it's got to only come from Chitim when a person takes a Nedava to bring a Mincha. And then we go right back to the discussions of Hagasha, which carry us all the way to the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So let's begin, six lines from the end of the page, on daf nun tes on beis. Am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, am Rabbi Yochanan. Nasan mashu shemen al gabi kezayis mincha. If you put just a mashuhu of shemen on a kezayis of a mincha, pasul. That pasul's the minchas chote. My time, how do I know that the shear of shemen is a mashuhu, and yet the shear of the mincha that you're putting it on is a kezayis? Because the pasuk says, lo yasim, and sima is kolduhu, and aleha adika shiura. That it says, lo yasim implies any amount. Sima is a minimalist terminology. It's a terminology that implies the tiniest amount. But aleha sounds like you need a shear of a kezayis in the korban mincha in order to be chayiv. The zevach toda is not sure whether you need the shemen to be nivlal in the kezayis of kemach of the mincha, or it's just enough that their kli holds a kezayis and also has a mashahu of shemen, but it doesn't need to be absorbed in order to violate this iser. But that's the halacha. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef also says the name Rabbi Yochanan. What about when it comes to Lavona? How much Lavona would you have to put on a Minchas Chote in order to pasul it? Nosan kizayis Lavona al gabe mashu mincha. Over here it's reversed. You need to put a kizayis of Lavona, even if the mincha is just a mashu, pasul that will pasul the mincha. My taima, what's the basis for that? Because lo yitain ksiv. When it says to Lavona, it doesn't say lo yasim, it says lo yitain. Yitain is adika nesina. That implies a substantial amount. Nesina means something substantive, and that's going to be a kezayis. The pasuk says v'ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkaga, and it says v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. So since it talks about achila and nesina in the same pasuk, and we know that achila is a kezayis, so that's what Rashi points out. That's how I know that the shir chashuv of Nesina is also a kezayis, meaning Nesina implies a shir chashuv. But how do I know a kezayis? Because Nesina and Achila are described about the very same thing in the very same pasuk, and I know that Achila always means a kezayis. So then it says Aleha. So what do I learn from Aleha? So Havi Riboy Ach Riboy, we learned in the previous drasha about putting shemen on that Aleha meant a substantial amount of a mincha. So now we're saying Aleha, but it's a double riboy. It's a riboy achar riboy, vein riboy achar riboy elamait. And whenever you have a riboy after riboy, it's always coming to be memait, and therefore it must be telling me that if you put a kezayis of Lavona even on the tiniest amount of flour of the mincha, that it's going to pasul the minchas chote. In the klalei hagemara, the Rav Yosef Karo, he says that riboy achar ein riboy Mizbeach Riboy Lema'et is Nimsar Misinai. This is one of the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Ben that was given to us from our Sinai. There is no Svara, there is no Tam. It just is. It's Kach Mekubelas Halach L'Moshe Misinai. The Shla Kadosh and the Klalei HaTalmud says, but the Misha Motzei Tam Algun, if someone is able to find a good reason for it, in order for it to be Hilchsa B'Taima, Hareza Meshubach, meaning that there are certain things that you just say, Halach L'Moshe Misinai, don't bother wasting your time trying to figure out a logic for it. But the Shla Kadosh says, this isn't one of those things. Yes, it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, but do spend your time trying to figure out the logic for it, because it would be really great if there was some logic for that. I don't know how we choose when yes, when not, but okay. The Ikadamri and others say that the statement a little bit differently, that Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef by Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure, Nasan Mashu Shemin al Gabi Kazayis Mincha Mahu, if you put just a Mashu of Shemin on a Kazayis of a Mincha, does that passel the Mincha, maybe even Sima Kinesina? Do we assume that in order to passel the Mincha with Shemen, it needs to be the same amount of Shemen that you would have of Lavona that would passel the Mincha, which would mean a Kazayis? Or do we say no, Lavona requires a Kazayis, because that's where it says Nisina, but Shemen requires only a Mashu, because that's where it says Sima. So take the Gemara leaves that unresolved. But one thing that is abundantly clear from this Gemara is that the Lashon of Sima implies a Mashu, the Lashon of Nisina implies something substantial, right? That is very clear. The Kli Yakar in Sefer Devarim quotes Mefarshim that say that the pasuk Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Lasum Es Shemo Sham is a remez to Mishkan Shiloh, and that the Torah is being meramis to us that Ashras Hashchina Mishkan Shiloh is not going to be a Shchina Kavua, because the lashon of Sima implies just a teeny tiny bit. So when it says Lasum Es Shemo Sham, it must be Mishkan Shiloh, because Sima means just a little bit, so we know that it's not going to be there forever. Kli Yakar says, I do not like this drasha at all. I do not like that approach to that pasuk, because we find a pasuk about Limud HaTorah, V'limdas B'nei Yisrael, Sima B'fiyem. So is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to have just a kol shehu of Talmud Torah? That's the requirement of Talmud Torah. Asher Tassim L'fneim, Rashi says, what does Tassim L'fneim mean? That you should be misader the Torah in front of B'nei Yisrael, K'shulchan Aruch, that it should be organized, it should be clear, not that it should be just a mashu. So the Chida in Pesach Einayim says, what is the Kli Yakar's problem over here? I mean, Kli Yakar is making it as if whoever he's quoting made up this idea that Sima means a kol shehu. And he's saying, how could Sima possibly mean a kol shehu? What do you do about Sima b'fiyam? He didn't make it up. It's a Gemara. Our sugya is very clear that Sima means a kol shehu. And so the Chida suggests that the Lashon Sima sometimes means a kol shehu, and sometimes means to organize, to be misader, and both of them are true about Divrei Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be misader l'fnei b'nei Yisrael like a shulchan aruch, to teach with great clarity. But it's even with that, it's only a sima kol shehu, because after Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach Torah to b'nei Yisrael, and through that there will be a lot of siyata d'shmaya to teach that which he learned mipi agvura. But nevertheless, Klal Yisrael then has to do the rest of the job, that that if you don't do chazara and you don't constantly go over what Moshe Rabbeinu taught you, it will all be gone. So in a certain sense, Moshe Rabbeinu's sima, he's just giving that initial burst of learning. Then they have to do the rest. Then they have to do the chazara and they have to do all of the rest. So the Chida says that it fits perfectly. Sima b'fiyam, when it comes to Talmud Torah, actually fits quite perfectly. The Adaras has in one of his svarim that in the bracha of Allah Tzadikim, where we say, V'sein sachar tov l'chala botchim b'shimcha be'emes, v'sim chalkenu imahem, that we start with the lashon of Nisina, v'sein sachar tov, Nisina, and we end with the lashon of Sima, right? V'sim chalkenu imahem. He says that works out very nicely, because we daven that v'sein sachar tov l'chala botchim, that there should be great schar for those who are botech b'Hashem. But for us, we only ask for a little bit. V'sim chalkenu imahem, that bakashas and tefillah, we try not to over-ask. So we ask for a moderate amount. And he says, and therefore, since the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Divrei Torah, a person is supposed to ask for a lot. The Gemara in Bracha says that generally speaking, we're not supposed to ask for too much in tefillah. But when it comes to ruchniyistika things, you can ask for a lot, and you're supposed to. Harchav pichav amaleu. So when it comes to the tefillah of Baruch Elokeinu at the end of Kedusha de Sidra Be'uvel Tzion, where we say v'yasem b'libeinu avaso v'yiraso, so he says you should change the nusach. It should be v'yitein b'libeinu avaso v'yiraso. You don't want to say v'yasem b'libeinu avaso v'yiraso. Because when you're asking for Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, don't ask for a little bit. It should be a Kshir Nesina, not a Sima. Sima means just a Kolshu. We're supposed to have a... We're supposed to desire a much greater shear. Okay, then the Gemara had this ikata amri that Rabbi Yochanan was mesupak. If you put a mashu shemen on a kazayis of minchas chote, is that a violation of nesinas shemen ala mincha? And the suffix is whether simas shemen needs to be like the isra of nesinas lavona, which is only bekazayis, or maybe sima and nesina are different. That by lavona it says Sina, so it's a kazayis. By shemen, it says sima, so it's only a mashu. So Tosus writes that it seems that the shir nesina is for sure a kazayis. So there are a lot of places in Shas, though, where shir nesina is not about a kazayis, it's about monetary value. It's about a pruta. So that's what Tosus points out, or even a pachs mishav pruta. The post gemar dan, when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, where it doesn't, where it also uses lashav nesina, it says nason titain lo. So is there a shir nesina Dafka b'shava pruta, or is it even b'pachas b'shava pruta that one fulfills the mitzvah of tzedakah? So in the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, he says that based on what it says in Tosas, that ein nesina b'pachas b'shava pruta by the mitzvah of tzedakah, could be if you give less than a shava pruta, you're not yotzi the mitzvah of tzedakah. So if you take a bunch of pennies in your pocket, you put one penny in tzedakah. If a penny is pachas b'shava pruta, which it is nowadays, so it could be you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, because it's nason. So you should be careful that the amount, that's why they're discontinuing pennies anyway, but you should be, a nickel is for sure a shava pruta, so you should be careful that whatever amount a person puts in, that they shouldn't be, that's what he writes, that's what the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak writes, based on the same idea, the lashon of nesina, as opposed to the lashon of sima. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, nason shemen al shiareha, we then said that if a person puts the shemen on the shirayim of the minchas chotei, that's not a violation of a losaseh. Or if you put a kli with shemen on a kli that has the minchas chote in it, it also does not passel it. So Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa, derives these dinim from psukim. The pasuk says, lo yasum ala shemen v'lo yitain, pasuk lo yitain ala levona, so yachal b'shnei kohanim. I might have thought we're going to read the way Rashi learns, even though Tosas has two other interpretations, but the way Rashi learns this is yachal b'shnei kohanim, that I would think that it's, that daf, if one kohen puts the shemen and another kohen puts the lavona, then each of them have violated a lav, and now it's a violation of two lavim. One violated shemen, one violated lavona. But when one kohen puts both the shemen and the lavona, I might have thought that it's only one lav. So tamalom, that's why the pasuk says aleha begufa shel mincha kosam medaber velo b'kohen, that the Torah associates the isurim over here with the cheftza of the mincha, not with the gavra of the Kohanim who are violating it. So if that mincha had shemen and lavona placed on it, even if it was placed by one Kohen, it's shnei lavin, because the two separate lavin are related to, did this mincha get both shemen and lavona? Whether it's one Kohen that put it, or whether it's two Kohanim that placed the shemen and lavona on that mincha. So yachal yitin kli al gabe kli, I might think that you're not even allowed to put a kli with shemen in it on top of a kli that has the mincha, vim nasa. And apostle, and if you do so, you're going to apostle. Tamalomer aleh begufa shel mincha kosam medaber. No, aleh means that it's got to be on the gufa shel mincha, not if there's a hefse kli in between them, and therefore you're not going to be chayvin. You will not have apostled the korban mincha by putting the shemen in a kli on the mincha. Okay, so now the Mishnah tells us yesh tunas hagasha vein tunas tenufa hagasha tenufa tenufa v'lo hagasha lo tenufa v'lo hagasha. There are four categories of korban mincha. Some require hagasha, but not to tenufa, some hagasha and tenufa, some tenufa and not hagasha, some neither tenufa nor hagasha. What are these things? What is hagasha? What is tenufa? So hagasha is that before they do the kemitza of the mincha, they bring the mincha to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. It says it in the Torah by minchas marcheshes ve'veses hamincha asher yasa me'ila la'ashem ve'kriva el hakoyin ve'higisha el hamizbeach. Tenufa is that the kohen and the bailim wave the korban mincha together. We're going to have a mishnah in a couple of days about exactly when, where, how, who, you know, the korban mincha, the tenufa of a mincha was done. Okay, so our mishnah is going to focus on ve'elu tu'unos hagasha ve'ein tu'unos tenufa. These are the korbanos that require hagasha to the southwestern corner of the mizbech, but not a tenufa, not a waving with the kohen and the bailim. And they are minchas soles v'hamachvas umarcheshes v'achalos v'arakikin of a minchas ma'afa, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas nachrim, minchas nashim, minchas chote. So those all require hagasha, but they do not require tenufa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, ein behen hagasha, lefish ein ben kemitza. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, minchas kohanim and minchas kohen mashiach do not get a hagasha, because hagasha is bound up with kemitza, and anything that you don't take a kometz from doesn't get a hagasha. Why don't they take a kometz from the minchas kohanim? Because the minchas kohanim is burnt entirely on the mizbeach. Normally, when you take a kemitza, the kometz is burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of it gets eaten. But a minchas kohanim doesn't get eaten at all. And v'kol she'en ben kemitza, ein ben hagasha. If there's no kemitza, there's no hagasha. The two are connected to one another. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara in Amud Beis is going to quote a different limud for why the minchas kohanim doesn't have hagasha. It's going to say the reason is because there's no chelek that's nechal kohanim, and anything that's entirely burnt doesn't have hagasha. Not about whether you do a maisa kmitza on it or not, but it's about does it get eaten or does it get burnt entirely on the mizbeach. So Tosus points out that it's not just two reasons. There's a nafkamina between these two reasons that Rabbi Shimon himself holds on Dafayin Beis that a minchas chote of a kohen is nikmetzes. That even though a minchas kohen, generally you don't do kmitza, a minchas chote of a kohen does get kmitza, but it's still a minchas kohanim, and therefore no one eats from it, and the kometz gets burnt on the mizbeach, and the shirayim gets burnt on the mizbeach. Meaning normally a minchas kohen, you just take the whole thing and you burn on the mizbeach. Minchas chote of a kohen, you do kmitza, you burn the kometz on the mizbeach, and separately you burn the shirayim on the mizbeach. So you separate them out first, and then you burn them both on the mizbeach. So if you say, like it says in our mishnah, that anything that gets a kemitza has a hagasha, and if it doesn't get a kemitza, there's no hagasha, so then the minchas chote of a kohen should require a hagasha, because it does get a kemitza. But if you say that anything that gets entirely burnt on the mizbeach and doesn't get eaten should not require a hagasha, then the minchas chote of a kohen does not require a hagasha. So it's really a machlokas between our mishnah and the bright that we're going to have a number of bays. It's not just stam that this one has this drasha and that one has that drasha. It's whether it's there's enough gamina between them, whether a minchas chote of a kohen requires hagasha or not. Okay, so now the Gemara brings Amar of Papa. Whenever it says these menachos, it always means 10 loaves of bread. What's Rav Papa teaching me? To tell me not to say like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Rabbi Shimon says mechzachalos mechzamrekikin yavi, that if you want, you don't have to bring 10 of the same. You can bring half chalos, half rekikin. So kamashvulan delo. That's where Rav Papa says no. You got to bring either 10 chalos or 10 rekikin. It cannot be half of this and the other half of the other. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Minani Mili, what's the source of this din that you need hagasha by all of these korbanos mincha? Meaning we made a statement in our Mishnah that the following korbanos require hagasha. That was a long list of korbanos that require hagasha. So where does any of that come from? Yes, it says in the Torah by Minchas Marcheshes that you need hagasha. How do I know all the rest of them? So the Tan Rabbanu, we have a brisa that says as follows, that when Minchas Marcheshes, it says in the pasuk pasuk veveses a mincha sheyasa meilad Hashem veikriva lekoyin veigisha lemizbeach. So ili nemar veveses sheyasa meilad Hashem veikriva lekoyin veigisha, and it would not have said the words es hamincha, meaning we have veveses es hamincha sheyasa meilad Hashem, and it had left out the words es hamincha. So yisiyomer eli shetona gasha elakometz bilvad. I would only know that the kometz of the that goes up on the mizbeach and is burnt on the mizbeach, that needs to be brought to the mizbeach. Mincha minayin, how do I know that even before you do the kmitza, you bring the whole carbon mincha to the mizbeach? Tam lomer mincha, that's why it says mincha, and mincha schote minayin. How do I know that it includes even a mincha schote, that it also requires hagasha? Tam lomer es hamincha, that es hamincha teaches me a mincha schote. Pashtus is, this is if you assume that you darshan es, right? Shimon ha-Masuni, Nechemiah ha-Masuni, darshan kalas and Shabbat Torah, right? So l'chora, it depends on that. However, the Meshech Chachma in Parshas V'yikra says, no, that's a misunderstanding of the drasha over here. It's an understandable misunderstanding because the Gemara really sounds like it. Tavolomar es hamincha, he says that's not what the pasuk is saying. He says it's not what the Gemara is saying. That the Tana over here is darshaning that when it says es hamincha sheyasa me'ela, that even a mincha that's only made me'ela from some of these things that the pasuk mentions, meaning the pasuk mentions soles, shemen, and Lavona. A minchas marcheshes requires solas, shemen, and Lavona. So you take that whole mincha and you do agasha with it. And then it says, we're leaving out the second half of the pasuk, but then it says, es hamincha asher yase me'ela. And that's the real drasha. That even if you have a mincha that's only made with some of these ingredients, like a mincha schote that doesn't have shemen and Lavona, it only has flour, it doesn't have shemen and Lavona, still you do a hagasha. And that's the real limud, so you don't even have to be nichnas into the discussion, do we darshan esim, do we not darshan esim? This drasha stands regardless. So the Braisa says, well, why do I need a drasha from a pasuk? Can't I learn it from a tzad hashava? Meaning, why do I need a riboy in the pasuk? Vidinu, ne'mar hacha minchas chova, it says minchas chote, v'ne'mar hacha minchas nedava, and it says minchas nedava, the gears of the tzon kachem, v'ne'mar havei b'minchas nedava, that it's a lashon hava'a that we're darshaning, that it's used the lashon of hava'a by both of them. So ma minchas nedava tu na hagasha, just like minchas nedava requires hagasha, because that's mefurish in the pasuk. Saf minchas chova tu na hagasha. So too minchas chote is going to require hagasha, mincha that you have a chiyuv to bring. So why does the Bryce have to learn the idea that minchas chote requires hagasha from a pasuk, from a riboy in the pasuk? I could just link it to minchas nedava, and I'll figure it out that way. So even though we learned that the din that you need to, that even though there is a concept that which is milsa dasi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kosav lakra, and Tosos in Masechah Shabbos and Afkuf Lamed Aleph and Beis writes that hu adin by when you learn something from a mehatzad, from a tzad hashava, we would also, or from a binyanav, we would say milsa da'asi b'binyanav tarach v'kosav lakra. So what kind of kashas the Gemara is asking over here? The Gemara is saying, why do I need a riboy in the pasuk? I could have learned it from a binyanav, from minchas nedava, or from a tzad hashava with a minchas nedava. What do you mean? Sometimes, yeah, even though you could have learned it using the midrash haTorah and Drash Ben, there's a riboy in the pasuk to tell it to me anyway, because that which is mefurish in the svara would be that which is mefurish in the pasuk is a stronger din d'oraisa. That dinim do not come only in two flavors, d'oraisa and d'rabanan. There are multiple levels of d'rabanans, and there are multiple levels of da'oraisas, that there are dinim da'oraisa that are mefurish b'kra that have more power than a din da'oraisa that it's not mefurish b'kra. For example, the Taz writes in three different places in Shulchan Aruch that when something is mefurish b'kra, the Rabbanan do not have the right to make a gezeira to tell you not to do it. Whereas that which is not mefurish b'kra, they have a right to make a gezeira to tell you not to do it. So the limits of the Rabbanan and their ability, I think Rav David Cohen has a whole sefer on that Taz called Hataz Hayadua. I think that's the name of the sefer. It's Hataz Hayadua. So it's the famous Taz. So the kasha mitzvah Eisen raises over here is once you're going to say milsa daasya b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav l'kra, and Tosas is going to say milsa daasya b'me'atzah tarach v'kasav l'kra. What kind of kasha is Gemara asking? Why do I need a riboy in the pasuk? Maybe you don't need a riboy in the pasuk, but it's elevating the limud to that which is mefurish in the pasuk. says, Mitzvah and says that the kasha of the Gemara is that when you have when you can learn through a Bamei Hatzad, Memela, when the Torah writes an additional Riboy, and it's in the world of Kachim, so we interpret that differently. It's not just elevating the Din, it's Shana Alav HaKasuf. Meaning in the world of Kachim, when something says twice, it has a whole different mashmaus. If the Torah teaches me something in two different ways, now it's going to be Shana Alav HaKasuf La'akev. Now we have to interpret the whole thing differently. So the Gemara is asking, should we interpret this as if the Torah is telling me the same din twice or not? Or is there some reason that I'm not able to learn from Minchas Nedava to Minchas Chote? So the Gemara explains how you can learn from Minchas Chote from Minchas Nedava, meaning what even the Havamina is. The Gemara asks, why would you think you could learn from one to the other? After all, they're not comparable. Mal Minchas Nedava came to Neshemin Levona. A Minchas Nedava requires Shemin and Levona, and maybe that's why requires Hagasha, because it has its own chumras, it needs all these ingredients. But a Minchas Chote that doesn't get Shemen and doesn't get Levona maybe also doesn't require Hagasha, so you can't just learn one to the other, and that's why I need a Ribui in the Pasuk. So says Gemara, no, I could still learn Minchas Chote from Minchas Nedava, because Minchas Sota Tochiach, the existence of Shemen and Levona is not what brings about the Chi of Hagasha, because a Minchas Sota does not have Shemen and Lavona, and yet it does require Agasha. So you see, they have nothing to do with each other. Don't tell me, oh, you know why a Minchas Nedava needs Agasha? Because it has Shemin Lavona. But a Minchas Chote, which doesn't have Shemin Lavona, does not require Agasha. No, Minchas Sota also doesn't have Shemin Lavona, and yet it does require Agasha. So says Mar, yeah, but Mal Minchas Sota Shekein Tuna Tnufa. Minchas Sota has its own Chumra in that it requires Tnufa. So maybe the fact that it has Tanufa is what makes it require Agasha. Says, well, Minchas Nedava Tochiach. Minchas Nedava doesn't have Tanufa, and it requires Agasha. The Chazra Din, Lo Rizek Rizeh, that since there's a Tzad Chumra on the Minchas Nedava, and there's a Tzad Chumra on the Minchas Sota, but the two Tzad Chumras are not the same, and yet they both require Hagasha. So Tzad Shavu Kamitza V'Shavu Agasha. They both need a Kamitza and Agasha. So Afani Yavi Minchas Chote Shavu and the Kamitza Tishvan. So maybe I can learn Minchas Chote from there that it should require Agasha from the Tzad HaShava of a Minchas Nedava and a Minchas Sota, and therefore I'm back to my Kasha. Why do I need a Riboy in the Pasuk to tell me that Minchas Chote requires Agasha? I could learn it from the combination of Minchas Nedava and Minchas Sota. So it says Gemara, because you can't learn it from the combination, because Mala Tzad HaShava said Shkein Huchshu Lavo Ba'ashir Kaba'ani. Minchas Nedava and Minchas Sota, no matter how wealthy the Sota is, or how wealthy the Nodev is, they can bring such a Karban Mincha, and maybe that's why it requires Hagasha, because it's the kind of Mincha that is a universal Mincha. It goes across all classes of society. Tomer b'Minchas Chote Shlo Huchshu Lavo Ba'Ashir Kaba'ani. A Minchas Chote is only for a poor Ani. A wealthier Ani doesn't bring a Mincha. A wealthier Ani will bring a Behema. He'll bring for a Karban. So Tamu Lomar, that's why I need Es HaMincha. That's why I need the Riboy in the Pasuk, because I cannot learn that Minchas Chote requires Hagasha from the combination of Minchas Sota and Minchas Nedava, because Minchas Chote and Minchas Nedava, Minchas Sota and Minchas Nedava have something in common that Minchas Chote does not have, namely that they apply both to rich people and to poor people, whereas Minchas Chote only applies to poor people. Okay, so now the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon learned the din of Hagasha now the Gemara tells us, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says that I know the din of Hagasha by Minchas Omer and Minchas Sota as follows. That it says by the parsha of Minchas Mar Cheshes, it says Veivei says Hamincha Sheyasem Eil Hashem Veikriv El Hakohen VeGisha El Hamizbeach. So Veivesa LeRabbos Minchas Omer LaHagasha. From the word Veivesa, we know to include Minchas Omer in the din of Hagasha. VeChenu Omer, and it says the lashon of Havaa by Minchas Omer Veivesem Es Omer Reishis Ketzirchem El Hakohen VeKriva LeRabbos Minchas Sota LaHagasha. hagasha. That's why I know that minchas sota requires hagasha, because v'cheinu omer by minchas sota it says v'hikriv osa ela mizbeach. So you see, whenever you have hava'a or hakrava, it implies that there's a mitzvah of hagasha. So by minchas omer you have hava'a, by minchas sota you have hakrava, and therefore both of those require hagasha. That's the limud that Rabbi Shimon has. So the Gemara says, well, maybe I could have learned minchas sota without such a riboy in the pasuk, without learning it from the minchas parsha minchas marcheshes. So the Gemara says, vidinu, maybe I could learn from a kal v'chomer that a minchas sota needs hagasha. I don't need a limud from a pasuk, because uma minchas chote sheinu tunu tenufa to an hagasha. If a minchas chote, which doesn't even get tenufa, and yet it does get hagasha, minchas sota shetunu tenufa inu din shetunu hagasha. So the minchas sota, which has a chumra that it needs a tenufa, all the more so it should require. It should require a hagasha. So the Gemara says, how can I learn minchas sota from minchas chote? Mal minchas chote sheken ba'achitin. Well, minchas chote, it comes from the finer grain. It comes from chitin. And maybe that's why it requires hagasha. Minchas sota comes from sa'orim. That's animal fodder. So that maybe doesn't require hagasha. So it says, no, minchas homer tochiach. But you have minchas homer to show that that's not true, that even things that come from sa'orim do require hagasha, because minchas homer is from Sa'orim. So you see that there's a din of Hagasha that's noeg by Menachos that are from Sa'orim as well. So the Gemara says, no, but still, Mal Minchas Omer Shekein Tun Hashem and Levona. Maybe Minchas Omer requires Hagasha because it has fancy ingredients in it. You have Shemen and you have Levona in it. Minchas Sota doesn't have Shemen and Levona. Maybe therefore Minchas Sota does not require Hagasha. Well, says Gemara, well, Minchas Chote Tuchiach, but Minchas Chote doesn't have Shemen and Levona, and it requires Hagasha. So the driving force behind Hagasha cannot be the Shemen and Levona, because you see, Minchas Chote doesn't have Shemen and Levona and does get Hagasha. The driving force behind Hagasha cannot be that it's from Chitim, because Minchas Homer is not from Chitim, and yet it requires Hagasha. So V'chazadin, Loriza Kriza, that the Tzad Chumra of each of the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Omer are not the same. The Minchas Chote comes from Chitim, that's its Tzad Chamor. The Minchas Omer requires Shemen and Levona, that's its Tzad Chamor. And therefore, Tzad HaShavish Ben, the only thing they have in common is Shavu Kmitza and Shavu Agasha. They both require Kmitza, they both require Agasha, and therefore, shouldn't I be able to derive Afan Yavi Minchas Ota Shav Sodan Kmitza Teshvan Agasha? Shouldn't that be the limud from a Me'atzad, from a Tzad HaShava, to tell me that a Minchas Sota requires Hagasha? So why do I need a ribuy in the Pasuk to tell me that a Minchas Sota requires Hagasha? So says Gemara, no, I cannot derive it from a Tzad HaShava, I have to derive it from the Pasuk, that a Minchas Sota requires Hagasha. Why? Mala Tzad HaShavish Ben, Shkein Lohuchshu Lavo Kemach. The Minchas Chote and the Minchas Omer are brought as solas and not Kemach. And that's why they have a din Hagasha. Tomer B'Minchas Sota, Shukshu Lavo Kemach, that it doesn't need to be such finely ground and sifted flour. It could be kemach, it doesn't need to be solas. And that way, it's dissimilar. Tamalomar v'yikriva. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that it requires hagasha, because I would have thought that a minchas sota is a lower level mincha, since it could be brought as kemach, and as a lower level mincha does not get hagasha. So I need a riboy in the pasuk to tell me that yes, it does get hagasha. So that is why Rabbi Shimon has that riboy in the pasuk to tell me that a minchas sota gets hagasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the drasha. He says, Veivesa l'rabos minchas sota l'hagasha, that Veivesa tells me minchas sota gets hagasha. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said, Veivesa l'rabos minchas Ha'omer lahagasha, and he learned from Vihikriva l'rabos minchas sota. Rabbi Yehuda says Veivesa is l'rabos minchas sota lahagasha. V'cheinu omer vehevi es karbana aleha, that you do have a lashon of hava'a by minchas sota. Aval minchas ha'omer lo tzricha kra. I don't need to use the pasuk of Veivesa to tell me minchas omer requires hagasha. Rabbi Shimon needed a pasuk. He used a pasuk to tell me the minchas omer requires agasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't need a pasuk. My time, why don't I need a pasuk? Tell me the minchas homer requires agasha. Midina kasi, because I can learn it from a kal v'chomer. Umma minchas chote she'ena tuna tenufa. Tuna agasha, minchas chote, it doesn't even get tenufa, yet it requires agasha. Minchas homer shetuna tenufa, din shetuna agasha. Minchas homer, which does require tenufa, all the more so should require agasha. Says Gemara, well, is that a good kal v'chomer? Minchas chote she'ken ba'a chitin. Minchas chote is brought from chitin, and therefore it's a higher class mincha, and that's why it requires agasha. Minchas homer is ba misa'orim, and therefore maybe it does not require agasha. Says Gemara, no, chitin is not the driving force behind agasha, because minchasota tochiach. Minchasota comes from sa'orim, and it requires agasha. So, yeah, but minchasota shken ba'a levarer avon, a new factor. Minchasota comes to be mevarer, whether the woman did the averu or not. To maskeres avon, he some have like here, so some not. It doesn't really seem to add anything, maskeres avon he. But the point is that it's mevarer avon, and maybe that's why it requires agasha, because look what it's doing. It's such a chashuva thing. It's telling us a metzias. It's telling us whether the woman had done the avera or not. So minchaschote tochiach says, yeah, minchaschote is not mevarer metzias for us, and it requires agasha. V'chazradin, lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizeh. So the minchasota and the minchaschote do not have the same chumra as one another. Hatzara shavish ben, what do they have in common? Shekin shavu l'kemitza v'shavu l'agasha. That they both require kemitza, they both require agasha. Sa'afan yavi, minchasomer, shavsal l'kemitza, tishvel l'agasha. So therefore, the minchasomer should likewise, which needs a kemitza, should likewise require agasha. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, I don't need a pasuk to tell me minchasomer requires agasha. I can learn it from a tzadashava. So says my parakta, why is that? Why does Rabbi Shimon think that that's a bad tzadashava, that you cannot learn from the tzadashava, and that you need a riboy in the pasuk? Rabbi Shimon parachachi, because Rabbi Shimon would reject the tzadashava as follows. He would say, do not learn from the combination of minchaschote and minchasota to tell me about minchasomer, because malat tzadashava from shkein mitzuyin. Minchaschote and minchasota can happen as often as they happen, meaning they can happen way more than once a year. As many sotas as there are, as many chotim as there are, that's how many minachas you're going to bring. So maybe that's why they require agasha, whereas a minchas haomer, once a year and only once a year. You're not going to bring a minchas haomer more than once a year. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait, you mean to tell me that minchas haomer is less common than a minchasota? Adraba, hamatzuyu tfei. I would hope that we have many more minchas haomers than we do minchasotas, right? It's hanach, zimnin delo mishkach zaklal. Maybe minchasota will never happen. Maybe minchaschote will never happen. That's the hope. That's the plan. That people are not going to be such avaryanim, which is an interesting thing. This is a very critical naramakom in the sugya of how we measure tadirus. Is tadir based on how frequently something happens in actuality, in practicality, or how frequently it must happen, right? How often it must happen. The Rama writes that if there's in Or Chaim in Hilchos Purim, that if there's a bris on Purim, we do the meal of the baby before Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Ma'aril that two reasons. One, so that the baby will be Bechlal Yehudi, and therefore when you say La Yehudim HaSa'ura, he's already included, so you're giving a bracha to the, it's a nice reason, right? So the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, so you say La Yehudim HaSa'ura, that it's going on the baby too. And also he says we want the meal next to Kriyas HaTorah, because Simcha Zu Mila and Sasa Nochi Alim Rasecha and Ora Zu Torah, Ner Mitzvah Torah are, so Layudim Ha'isar V'Simcha V'Sasod, so we want to be masmich one to the other. What about Tadir V'Sheino Tadir? Should that be a determinant? So that's what the Achronim discuss. Is that how would you measure that? Bris Milas happen a lot more often than Kriyas HaMegillas, but Kriyas HaMegillah must happen once a year. Bris Milah doesn't must happen, it's just when you have babies, so then it happens. So it may depend on this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, how we determine whether something is considered to be common or uncommon. Okay, now the Gemara says, well, how do I know that the Riboy Ve'Vesa comes to tell me the din of Hagasha? Meaning that's what we learned, that from Ve'Vesa we learn Hagasha by some carbon or another. Maybe from the word Ve'Vesa it's coming to tell me a different din. that a yachid could bring a milchas nedava from saorim, which is not from for the normal milchas nedava that comes from chitim. So how do I know that it's about hagasha at all? Vidinu, and really it makes sense that the yachid should be able to bring a milchas nedava from saorim, because after all, tzibur may be mincha min achitin chova, or may be mincha min saorim chova. So av yachid should may be mincha min achitin nedava, yavi mincha min saorim nedava. Just like a tzibur sometimes has a chiv to bring chitim and sometimes a chiv to bring saorim, so a yachid who sometimes has the ability to bring a nedava of chitim should have the ability to bring a nedava of saorim. Tamalomar eila, enli ela eila. That's what the pasuk says. Eila, that only the chameshes mine menachos that are explicit in the parsha of menachos can a yachid be menadev. So oeno omer eila, eila la omer la omer oeno omer eila. Maybe eila is ela la omer hare alai mincha. That's only if a person says stam. He doesn't say which type of mincha he plans on bringing. She maybe chamishtan, where he brings only those menachos. But tamalomar may eila. That's why the pasuk says may eila rotza achas maybe rotza chamishtan maybe. And therefore the word eila is still there to tell me that you're not allowed to bring minchas nedava from saorim. So that's what I learned from eila and mimela. The word vehevesa cannot be teaching me that you can bring it from saorim. So therefore the word vehevesa is still free to teach me the din of hagasha, as both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon learned that the word vehevesa is about the din of hagasha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Shimon Omer.